Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Om
Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, 9th Canto, Chapter 10, Text 28.
Ute sa vidava lanka, vayanca kulanandana, deha krutanang rudranang, atma narakaye tave.
Ute sa vidava lanka, vayanca kulanandana, deha krutanang rudranang, atma narakaye tave. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. O pleasure of the Rakshas dynasty, because of you, the state of Lanka, and also we ourselves now have no protector. By your deeds, you have made your body fit to be eaten by vultures, and your soul fit to go to hell. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. One who follows the path of Ravana is condemned in two ways. His body is fit to be eaten by dogs and vultures, and soul goes to hell. As stated by Lord Himself in Bhagavad Gita 16:19, Tanam duisatkruran sansare sunaradhaman kipami adasram asuvan asurisu ebhujonisu. Those who are envious and mischievous, who are the lowest among the men, are cast by me into the ocean of mental existence, into various demoniac species of life. Thus, the destination of godless atheists, such as Ravana, Hiranyakashipu, Kansa and Dantavakra, is a hellish condition of life. Mandadari, the wife of Ravana, could understand all this because she was a chaste woman. Although lamenting for the death of her husband, she knew what would happen to his body and soul. For although one cannot see directly with one's material eyes, one can see with the eyes of knowledge, pasyanti jnana chakshusa. In Vedic history, there are many instances how one becomes godless and is condemned by the laws of nature. The wife of Ravana Mandadari, who was a chaste lady, who could see with the eyes of the knowledge, pasyanti jnana chakshusa, saying, O pleasure of the Rakshas dynasty, because of you, the state of Lanka, and also we, ourselves now have no protector. By your deeds, you have made your body fit to be eaten by vultures, and your soul fit to go to hell. Who can see those who have possessed eyes of knowledge? Only they can see what is the destination. One who follows the path of Ravana is condemned in two ways. Ravana, great demon, though he was son of a Brahman, Vishmarushi, but as great demon, no Brahminical qualification, qualities he had. Ravana means one who causes crying for others. Yes, he had made many people cry. He had given pains, tortures, many people. So Ravana continuously caused trouble for others. So these sinful activities, at last, when he gave trouble to Sita Devi, was killed by Lord Ramchandra. His wife Mandadari says this thing, that by your deeds, You have made your body fit to be eaten by vultures, and your soul fit to go to hell. This is the destination. One who follows the path of Ravana is condemned in two ways. Body is fit to be eaten by dogs and vultures, and the soul goes to hell. As stated by the Lord Himself in Bhagavad Gita, 16th chapter, 19th verse, Tānaṁ duiṣat krūrāṁ sansāre isu marādhamā kīpāmi adasraṁ asuvāṁ āsurisi vajonisi. Those who are envious and mischievous, envious and mischievous, who are lowest among the men, are cast by me into the ocean of middle existence, various demoniac species of life. Thus the destination of godless affairs, such as Ravana, Hiranyakashipu, Kansa and Dantabhrakra, is a hellish condition of life. Mandadhari, the wife of Ravana, could understand all this because she was a chaste woman. Although lamenting for the death of her husband, she knew what would happen to his body and his soul. For although one cannot see directly with one's material eyes, one can see with the eyes of knowledge, prasyanti, jnana, sakyusa. In Vedic history, there are many instances of how one becomes godless and condemned by the laws of nature. Many instances are there. So I'll cite some of the instances. Sin or sinful activity, another is aparad, offense. The sinful reactions are there. One commits some sinful activities, the sinful reactions are there, the result of sinful activities. He may get some, may take bath in some lower spaces or demonic spaces. You understand? But sinful reaction, that is like a layer of dust. Understand? Layer of dust, like that can be washed off. The layer of dust is there, you can wash it off by taking bath, using soap. So there are atonement in Vedic Shastra how to wash up the sinful reactions. Different types of atonement are there. Three types of atonement are there. One is karma prayaschita, second one is jnana prayaschita, third one is bhakti prayaschita. Understand my language? Understand my language? Karma prayaschita means, that means to do some karma activity described in Vedic literature as sort of atonement. As for example, in Chaitanya Charitamrita we see the Subhuti Rai committed some sinful activity. That means he drank some water from a Mohammedan's house. Mohammedan, beef eater, you understand, very sinful person. That sin committed. So he thought of, I committed this sin, how can I be free from the sinful reactions? What atonement is there for me? So he went to the pandits of the Kashi. Kashi, there are many pandits, Vedic pandits. So pandits turned over the pages of their shastra. They say, for this sin you have to drink very hot ghee. Kapta bhruta sevana. Very hot ghee you have to drink. He thought, if I drink hot ghee, I will die. Isn't it? So this is the only atonement. So he thought, if I drink hot ghee, I will die. So he didn't do it. He waited. Mahaprabhu came to Kashi. So he approached Mahaprabhu, said that this sinful activity I have committed. The pandits of Kashi has recommended this thing, to drink very hot ghee, but I have not done it. Please instruct me. What
sort of atonement I'll do to free from this sinful reaction. Mahaprabhu said, there are three types of atonement. One is karma prayaschita. This is first one is karma prayaschita. You have done one karma, this sinful activity, to free yourself from that reaction of sinful activity due to another karma. That means to eat, to drink hot ghee. This is karma prayaschita. The result of karma prayaschita is very temporary. For some time, the sinful reaction may leave you, but again you'll do the same sinful act, another sinful activity. This is like the bathing of an elephant. Kunjara Sautava. Elephant enters into the river or lake and bathes nicely. But as soon as gets off, comes out of the river or lake, again puts dirt on his body. So what is the value of bathing? You understand? This karma prayaschita is like that. For temporary period, this sinful reaction may leave you, but again you commit sinful activity. You see? That's not true atonement. Superior to it is jnana prayaschita. You understand? Jnana prayaschita means one becomes very, very, let's say, repentant. He repents. Yes, I have done this nasty thing, activity, sinful activity, and it takes vow, becomes determined, I'll never do again any sort of such thing. I'll be very pious, I'll never commit any sinful activity, it becomes very determined, and that is he laments, that is jnana prayaschita. But this is not true prayaschita atonement, Mahaprabhu said. Thereby he may not commit any more sinful activity, but the seed of sinful activity is there, is not destroyed. Again he will commit. Seed of sinful activity is avidya, ignorance. That is not destroyed. Example is Bansanala, dense jungle of bamboo. A dense jungle of bamboo is there. Somehow fire is set up. The whole jungle is burnt to ashes. No more stress of jungle bamboo. Completely burnt to ashes. This jnana prayaschita is like that. But the root is underneath, under the earth, the root is there, that is not burnt. When there is shower of rain, again it sprouts. Similar is jnana prayaschita, is not true prayaschita. Root is not destroyed, root is avidya, ignorance. So bhakti prayaschita is the real prayaschita, where the root is destroyed, avidya is destroyed, no more sinful activity. You understand? So, Mahaprabhu say, alright, the real prayaschita atonement is that you now completely take surrender unto the holy name and chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. If you attain Namala stage, all your sinful reactions are destroyed, no more. You understand? All prarabdha karma, understand my language, is destroyed by attaining namala stage. Ajamila was such great sinful person. He uttered Narayana. What a Narayana at the time of death, just pointing out his son. He got namala stage and all his sinful reactions immediately destroyed. And he didn't go to hell. He didn't die. His lifespan enhanced. Vishnudutta came. At last he went to Vaikuntha, isn't it? So this bhakti prayaschita is the real prayaschita. And namavasta is, if you attain namavasta, all your sinful reactions are destroyed. Immediately all karmic reactions are destroyed, no more. And you chant pure name, offenseless name, then you'll get Krishna Prema Krishna. You'll go to Goloka Vrindavan. Understand? So this is the real trust, the atonement. So two things, papa and aparada, sinful activity and offense. The sinful activity is like a layer of dust and it can be washed off. Taking the process of atonement, especially this bhakti prayaschita, taking, surrendering the holy name and chanting holy name. But aparada is vajralepa, the layer of thunderbolt. It cannot be washed off. Do you understand? No, atonement is there. Understand me? No atonement. In Vedas, there are some forbidden activities. If you do forbidden activities, then you commit paps. Do you understand? But aparadha, offense. We have 10 namaparadhas. We speak about namaparadha. 10 types of namaparadha. Number one, sadhu ninda, blaspheming is sadhu. Most serious aparadha. Other types of aparadhas can be rectified, do you understand? But the sadhu ninda, if you commit Vaishnava aparadha, blasphemy of Sadhguru Vaishnava, that offense cannot be rectified, cannot be destroyed. No atonement is there. Understand? And that offender will lose all his bhakti sukruti. Mahaprabhu says, Vaishnava aparadha is like mad elephant. Mad elephant enters into the garden. Maybe very strong fence will be there, but it will destroy all strong fence. Mad elephant destroy everything and pull out all the creepers, whatever trees, from the very root and throw out. Finished. Very root. Bhakti is finished. And such an offender cannot develop Krishna prema at all. Yes. What is the way how one should be free from such aparadha? It only means to beg excuse at the lotus feet of that sadhu or Vaishnava at whose lotus feet you have committed aparadha. Only means if he excuses, otherwise no excuse is there. No excuse is there. So those who have come to this path of bhajan, understand me? In the beginning, you have attachment towards your body, home and heart, bodily relations, wife, son, daughter, friend, family members, kith and kin, isn't it? You have that attachment. But if you regularly associate with sadhu Vaishnavas and hear Krishna katha from their lips, then your attachment will gradually diminish and at last it will be completely finished. Understand? Then you will develop attachment towards the lotus feet of Krishna. Therefore, it is said, Mahatsanga Vimuktir Dwara. Association of Mahatma. Mahatma, sadhu, your sadhu, guru, Vaishnava, opens your door towards spiritual kingdom. But if you associate with atheists, non-Vaishnavas, offenders, especially if associated with women, or persons, very much addicted women, then you'll open your door towards hell. Tamadvara. Do you understand? So those are sadhakas, neophytes, those have come for sadhana. They should be very, very careful in this regard. Very, very careful. They should develop greed. How to associate with sadhu Vaishnavas regularly? They should develop greed for it. Yes, a greedy person, he must be greedy. So, if you regularly associate, constantly remain in the associations of sadhus, your attachment towards your home, heart, body, bodily relations, wife, son, daughter, kith and kin, family members, will be gradually destroyed, develop attachment towards Krishna, and you will find a very secure position. Secure position. You understand? The Math Sangha, Sadhu Sangha is like a fort, very strong fort. You understand? Understand, Ahmad. It's like strong fort, very strong fort. That's strong fort. One who remains always in Math Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, the association of sadhu, so sadhu, sadhus, he is in a very strong fort. Yes, secure. Mayar kariyajana chharam na jaye. Sadhu guru krupa vina nahi ka upaye. Maya is very strong. Daivyesa guna mayi mama maya duraktaya. Isn't it? Very, very strong. Very strong. Though maya is inferior energy, external energy of the Lord, still very strong. Jiva cannot conquer it, cannot conquer with his own strength, own strength. No. Maya comes in various ways, various ways, various ways, and various ways comes. Do you understand? Yes. Maya comes in various ways. Not easy. You follow? Yeah. Even those who have come for this bhajan, given up their home and heart, material, possessions, money, assets, you follow? Family members, they have given up, they have come and joined the society, organization, accepted Guru, you understand? Doing bhajan with the guidance of Guru, become Vaishnava. They have become Vaishnava. Do you follow me? Still, Maya comes in various forms. Yes, various forms Maya comes. Yes, Maya comes in various forms. Maya says, now he's going out from my lap. You are in the lap of Maya. Now you are getting out of the lap of Maya. Maya becomes very pure. What is that? Getting out from my lap. Isn't it? Astananda. Maya is so furious, isn't it? Getting out from my lap. Lord, I'll see you. How you can get out? You understand? So Maya also comes and enters. All right, now he has become Vaishnava, so I'll become Vaishnavi. I'll become Vaishnavi now. Yes. Mr. Larry Lidavatar has become Vaishnava. Has cocked me, has gotten out of my lap. All right, I'll see you. I'll become Vaishnavi. So Vaishnavis are here, putting chitta, tilak chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. A very nice Vaishnavi is here. So Lila says, all right, I am a Vaishnava, you are a Vaishnavi, All right, both of you stay together and do bhajan. Very nice. Isn't it? Yes. Maya comes in so many forms. Yes. Not easy. Not easy. Oh yes, very nice, Vaishnavi. Yes, Western lady looks very nice. Yes, white complexion. Huh? Very beautiful. Yes, chants very nice. Hare Krishna. Yes, very nice. You are Vaishnava. You are Vaishnavi, I am Vaishnava. Very nice. All right, stay together, stand together. And I'm like, all right, now you are captured. Captured Baba, captured Baba. Not easy, not easy. Maya rekariya jaya charana jaya. Sadhu Guru Krupa mina na dekhi upay. No other means Sadhu Guru Krupa. Only mercy of Sadhu Guru is very powerful. If someone gets that mercy, only you will be able to conquer Maya. Otherwise, not easy thing. Not easy thing. Not easy thing. Very, very strong. Maya is so strong. So strong. She is always there. You see. Haridas Thakur. Maya came to test Haridas Thakur. Who are you? Mr. Lari. Who are you? What position you have? What strength you have? Haridas Thakur. Was chanting 3 lakhs of name, day and night, never sleeping, not eating. Gotten Siddhadeha. Still Maya came to test him. Yes. All right. Very beautiful young lady. In form of very beautiful young lady, madam, comes Vaishnava Thakur Dandabhat. Manchakalapadarubhyasya kripa sindhavivasya padidhanam pavanebhyo vaishnavibhyo namannama. Made Dandabhat. Vaishnava Thakur Manchakalapadaru. You are desire fulfilling tree. So please fulfill my desire. Vaishnava Thakur Manchakalapadaru. Desire fulfilling tree. So please fulfill my desire. Yes, what is your desire? I am a maiden. I am a young lady. Maiden. I want sex. Yeah, that's my desire. I want sex. Please come and have sex. This is my desire. Please fulfill it. And Vaishnava fulfills all the desire. So, Haridas Thakur said, all right, I may fulfill your desire, but I have one condition. My Guru has said to chant this number of names, 3 lakhs of names, I must first finish it. I must first finish. When I finish, I'll fulfill your desire. Sit down there, outside the cottage. Let me finish my chanting. Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare
Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare
Hare. Hare
Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
But it is not finished. The night finished, but the chanting is not finished. The day breaks, sun arose. Haridas Thakur came out. What to do? I am very sorry. I cannot fulfill your desire today because I can finish my rounds. Come next day. In this continuously for 3 days he came. 3 days continuously Maya came. The same thing. Haridas Thakur said, I am sorry, what shall I do? I cannot finish my rounds. How can I fulfill your desire? 3 days continuously she heard Haridas Thakur, pure devotee, chanting. Pure name. Hare Krishna, Hare
Krishna,
Krishna Krishna,
Hare Hare.
Hare Ram, Hare Ram,
Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Thereby, she developed bhakti. Maya dasi prema mage itheki vismoy. When Mahaprabhu came to distribute prema, indiscriminately, do you understand? So Maya came, give me prema, give me prema also. Yes, what is wonderful? Yes, what is wonderful? Maya dasi prema ke. If he gives to Maya. So Maya, that of the third day, Maya said, I am Maya. I had come to test you, now I am defeated. I am defeated now. Nobody has defeated me. You defeated me. Brahma couldn't defeat me, Shiva couldn't defeat me. I had defeated Brahma, I have defeated Shiva. But I couldn't defeat you. But that's true. You defeat me, I am defeated. So I want to be your servant. Please give me Harinam, I'll become your Shishya, disciple. Huh? So Maya became defeated. Huh? Otherwise, Maya is very strong. Understand? This is why. Sadhguru Krupa Vinana Dekhyubhaya. One has gotten Krupa, mercy of Sadhguru, is very powerful. Maya cannot defeat him. Otherwise, it will defeat him. Therefore, we have said, we have this regulative principle, no illicit sex. That is, Abhidha Sri Sangha, illicit sex, great sinful activity and great aparadha. Even married person, married boy is not. He is married, he has a wife. If he develops too much attachment to his wife, that becomes illicit sex. Yes, that becomes illicit sex also. Only one attachment, that is attachment to lotus feet of Krishna, no other attachment. You understand? No other attachment. Antarinistha bahi lukavivahar. Mahaprabhu's instructions to Raghunath Das. Antarinistha bahi lukavivahar. In your heart, you keep Krishna. Only attachment to Krishna, no other attachment. But externally, you behave. You are a grihastha, you are a married man, you have a wife, and you have father, mother, family man. So, externally, you should behave in such a way as they want to be behaved. They deserve to be behaved. Father and mother, you should pay respect to them. You should also listen to them. As a son, that is social etiquette, you understand? And you have wife, so wife wants, you should be affectionate. Your wife, that is your duty as a husband, you understand? Wife expects such thing from you as a husband, you understand? How can you ignore it? That you cannot do. But that should be all external. All external. Antarinistha. In the heart, only one attachment, that is Krishna. These are all external attachment, just external. Do like that. Then it will be all right. Otherwise, you can't do like that. There will have hope. In your family life. Yes. That is Mahaprabhu's instruction. Antarnishtha bahi lokavivahar. This is yukta vairagya. But not too much attachment to one's wedded wife. Only one attachment to Krishna. As it is required, some attachment is there, but it's external. Yes, external. So if you develop too much attachment to your wedded wife, that also becomes illicit sex. Illicit sex, then your bondage to this material world is very strong. And your wife, your son, daughter, Nartam Das Thakur says, they are like timingira, like devourer of timi, well. In the sea, ocean, there are many ferocious aquatic animals, crocodiles, sharks, and whale is there, whale, very big fish, whale. It devours everything. And another, bigger than that, is known as Timingira. one who devours the whale. That teeming, very ferocious, he devours the whale. So, this dreadful ocean, the materialistic existence, dreadful ocean. So in this ocean, this wife, son, daughter, so-called friends, family members, they are like devourers of whales. If you devour by them, finished. Finished, you are finished. Don't be devoured by them. Do you understand? Then you cannot go back, come back to God, cannot develop bhakti at all. Sadhu sangye krishna naam ei matra chai sansar jintaya kon vastu nahi. Only one desire should be there, one greed should be there. How I can have sadhu sangha, the association of sadhu, premi bhakta, real sadhu, you understand? And here, Krishna Katha, from his lips, in his association and chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This thing only aspiration, only desire. This is only requirement. No other way out is there that you can will be able to conquer this dreadful cross this dreadful ocean of materialistic existence. Understand? Only thing. So those are neophyte sadhakas, they should understand this thing and they should be very, very careful. And they should be very careful not to commit Vaishnava-parādh, like mad elephant. Your bhakti will be completely destroyed. From the very root, the bhakti creeper will be rooted out and thrown out, finished. Not to commit. Those who have committed, they have, you see, as Krishna says, those who are envious and mischievous, who are the lowest among men, are cast by me into ocean of materialistic existence, various demoniac species. Thus the destination of godless atheists, such as Ravana, Hiranyakashipu, Kansa and Dantabhakra, is a hellish condition of life. Mandadari, the wife of Ravana, could understand all this because she was a chaste man. Although lamenting for the death of her husband, she knew what would happen to Ravana's body and soul. For although we cannot see directly with one's material eyes, one can see with the eyes of knowledge, prasyanti, jnana-cakshusa. In Vedic history, there are many instances of how one becomes godless and is condemned by laws of nature, many instances. We speak about it. One instance is Nahusa. Many times I have told. Nahusa was a king of Soma dynasty of Moon dynasty. Famous king. He was very famous, he was very powerful king, emperor, ruling the whole world. Even demigods were inviting him to go to heavenly planet to protect them from the attack of demons. They are so powerful. You understand that Nahusa is in Mahabharata. So he had performed many pious activities, as a result of which he had become the emperor of the whole world, very famous, very powerful. As a result of his pious activities also, he became Indra, heavenly king of the demigods. When he became Indra, he became very puffed up and proud. Now I have become Indra. You understand? So, he committed apraadh. He engaged the Brahmins to carry his palan coil. You understand? As King Rahugana engaged God Bharat, great Brahmana, to carry his palan coil. Similarly, Nahusa engaged Brahmins to carry his palan coil. Once he engaged Agastya Muni, great Brahman, to carry his palan coin. So, by chance, his feet touched Agastya Muni. So Agastya Muni cursed him. "You rascal, what are you doing? So puffed up? Huh? Don't know, what are you doing?" So he cursed him. "Become a serpent." So he fell down from such exalted position as king of heaven, now he became a serpent. This is the result. But Krishna says, "Kipami adasram." Those are envious and mischievous, who are lowest among men, are cast by me into the ocean of material existence, various demoniac species of life. Yes. Yes. In Vedic history there are many instances how one becomes godless, condemned by the laws of nature. This is one instance. Also, you'll find this Chitraketu. That in 6th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Chitraketu was a famous king. In dynasty of Surasena, he had 1 crore of wives. He had 1 crore of wives. So great king. But no issue. All were barren. Barren women. Barren women. No issue. Very morose. Though emperor, so much opulence was there, 1 crore wives were there. It's always so much grief. And up in a surf. Angira Muni came. "What is your unhappiness of this issue? 1 crore of wives, no wife produced it. Sad." Angira, alight. Angira could understand so much attachment. Not developed attachment for Krishna. Such attachment, material attachment. Especially attachment for enjoying sex. 1 crore of wives. Enjoy. So he performed, Angira Rusi performed a jagya, gave him sir, allowed to give it to your eldest wife, Krutha Dhuiti. She ate it and she became pregnant and gave birth to a child, son. So other wives became envious. Yes. "Oh, she produced child. Now she is very dear to the king, we are not." So they gave poison to their child, child died. Isn't it? That story is there. Just can't of Srimad Bhagavatam. Child died, then king is crying, "Oh, my son died in the kitchen." Angira Muni came, Narada Muni came, "Why are you crying?" This is all attachment, material attachment, even is all thing is temporary here. Jata says, "Dhruva Murtu, one is born, he must die." That is Dhruva, that is sudden. As sure as death, death is sure. May come today, tomorrow, 1 month or 1 year or 10 years or whatever. One day will come. You understand? This is a nice instruction. There. Then, somehow, as instruction, Narada Muni, Angira Muni, he turned his face towards the Supreme Lord. He was became a Vidyadharas, devotee of Sankarsana. 4 Kumaras came, he got instruction from them. Sankarsana, once he became so much elevated, was moving in the air, you understand, riding his airplane, and saw Shivaji was sitting with his wife, Parvatiji, in his lap. You understand? Parvati was sitting in the lap of Shivaji. Shivaji sitting with his wife, keeping his wife in his lap. Many sadhus are sitting, assembly of sadhus. Chitraketu was so envious, he laughed at him. "Oh, Shivaji, what are you doing? In front of sadhus, assembly of sadhus, you are sitting with your wife, keeping assembly in Allah. Shivaji tolerated it, loved and tolerated. But Parvati couldn't tolerate. Parvati cursed. You become demon. So he became demon, Rudrasura. Yes. Kipami Yajasrumasri, she said. Those are envious and mischievous, were lowest among men cast by me into the ocean of mental distance. Various demoniac species. This many, in Vedic history there are so many instances of how one becomes godless, condemned by laws of nature. Yes. You understand? So he became demon. Vrishrasura. People fell down. This is Chitraketu. Another instance you'll find in Vishnu Purana, another king named as Satadhana. Understand? Satadhana. He was a very pious king, very religious also. Yes. The name of his wife was Saibya. In Purnima, Kartika, you don't know? No, Kartika, month of Kartika. Kartika month, I'll do pious activities, religious activities. Many Vaishnava come to Vrindavan to Kartika Vrata. So he did Kartika Vrata, and full moon day, Kartika Purnima, he fasted, then he went to Ganges to bath, you understand? He did all these things, but unfortunately, he made, just taking bath in Ganges coming, and the way he unfortunately made a person who is a Pasundi. Do you understand? Pasundi. Pasundi. What do you know? Atheist. Who blasphemes sadhu Vaishnavas always. You understand? Always blasphemes sadhu Vaishnavas. Pasundi. One person met him and talked with him. Talked with him. So he committed that apraad. If you meet an offender and talk with him, one is such offender who blasphemes others. If you unfortunately meet such a person and talk with him, you commit apraad. Thereby, yes, you commit apraad. One, passing one was no faith in sadhu sastra guru. Do you understand? No faith in holy name, no faith in the words of sadhu sastra guru, holy name, Krishna, no faith in Bhagavan, atheist and bias. All his blasphemies. Such a great offender if you meet him then and talk to him, you'll become offender. So he became offender. As a result of that offense, he was degraded. He took birth in the species of dogs, jackals, foxes, vultures, crows, and peacocks. Such demoniac species, what he said. Here, Krishna says, those who are envious, mischievous, who are the lowest among men, cast by me into the ocean of material existence, various demoniac species of life. Yes. At last he became peacock. First he became dog, kugur. Then next, jackal. Next, fox. Next, vulture. Then next place is crow, then became peacock. Then he got human face birth. He came as the son of Janak Maharaj. Janak Maharaj. That birth he went to heavenly planet. This is Satadhan. You understand? So many instances are there. Prabhupada therefore says, in Vedic history there are many instances of how one becomes godless and gets the lower species life, demoniac species and condemned by laws of nature. And that story is there also, I say, that one Brahmin was there who studied Vedas, acquired Vedic knowledge, yes, but the know, the purport of Veda. Sarvecha Vedi Angaiva Vidya. The purpose of Vedic knowledge is to understand Krishna. We don't understand Krishna. Only material knowledge, material scholarship. A Brahmin is a very greedy person. Once he was going on the road, he saw many nice eatables, colorful dishes. Lattus, jilpis, rasgulla. Do you understand? Palau. Very nice. He gets devil greed to eat it. But those foodstuff were offered to the ghost worshipper had offered it. So he ate it and also gave it to his friends, some other Brahmins to eat it, very nice. That activity they did. So after some time, few years, they died. So they are brought to the court of Jamaraj. So Jamaraj gave decision. They will take bath in the species of ghost. They remain ghost as ghost. No gross body. Ghost means subtle body. It's very painful to remain in the subtle body. Those who commit suicide, they become ghosts. Yes, subtle body, very painful. Therefore, ghost wants to enter into one gross body, then get some relief. Because he is hunted by ghost. Yes. Those whose heart is very weak, they enter into such. One chanting Hare Krishna, ghost cannot come to him. No. So, Jamaraj kept this decision. So that Brahmin, Pandit Brahmin said, why? What is wrong? Why such punishment comes to us? He said, you did this thing. You are a Brahmin, but you didn't do Brahminical work activity. You this abominable activity that you ate the food offered to the ghost. And all of your friends ate it. So this is the result. You remain as ghosts. You remain in a deserted place. Remain as ghosts in a deserted place. Dharmaraj is Dharmaraj, Jamaraj is Dharmaraj. Very strictly follows the principles of dharma and gives decision in the court, Jamaraj's court. It is decided what bath, the next bath. Then they paid obeisance at the lotus feet of Jamaraj and asked, how can we deliver from it? Please tell us. Jamaraj says, yes, you'll remain in a deserted place, in ghost places. If by chance a Vaishnava goes there, so he'll become thirsty and hungry, definitely. If you can serve him, get his blessings, then he'll be delivered by his blessings, Krupa, mercy, otherwise no way out. They have remembered it. They remain hundreds of years in a desert place in ghost places. So by chance one Vaishnava went there, chanting Hare Krishna, Tilak Mala, Japa Mala, chanting Hare Krishna. Because Vaishnavas travel throughout the world to deliver the fallen souls, their heart bleeds, seeing the suffering of the jivas. So they go everywhere. They could understand, yes, this Vaishnava, Jamaraj said. In the desert, there is no tree, scorching heat of the sun overhead. Sand is there, very hot, blisters coming out on the soul. Head is scorching heat. Vaishnava is thirsty and hungry, no water, no cooling shade or tree. So the ghosts saw it, understood. And the leader of the ghosts, the Brahmin, assumed the form of a human being, Brahma, and some of them assumed the form of a tree. Now he said, oh, a tree is here. Sat down underneath cool tree, a light. And that leader of the ghosts came and said, how can we serve you? Vaishnava said, I am very much hungry and thirsty. So he went out and nothing but a glass of cold water plus his sarbat, cold water, and some fruits. The Vaishnava was very happy. He offered it to Lord Vishnu. Krishna made it prasad under name of Krishna, chanted Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Offered it to Vishnu, Krishna, and made it prasad. Then he ate, and his remnants he gave him all life. You take. The ghosts, they only smell. They can't eat because they're nobody. When they smell, thereby they get the remnants of the Vaishnava, that is mercy. They become delivered from ghost places. They are very nice, handsome body of demigods body. Devatana. Then they paid obeisances at the lotus feet of Vaishnava. The Vaishnava became amazed. Why? What had happened to you? They related the whole story. So, by the mercy of a sadhu guru Vaishnava, one gets the mercy of Krishna, thereby karmani nidhanti kintu cha bhakti bhadam. This is karma phala. The karmic reaction will be destroyed, otherwise cannot be destroyed. No other means is there of deliverance. The sadhu guru krupa, the mercy of sadhu guru Vaishnava, thereby one can get the mercy of Krishna. Then it will be delivered. No other means of deliverance. So many instances. Prabhupada Maharaj said in Vedic history, how they are fallen down and, let's say, taken bath in some demoniacs to lower spaces. So many. One should be very, very careful not to commit any aparad, especially Vaishnava aparad. No excuse is there. And what to speak of, commit sinful activities. You understand? So Ravana, though the son of a Brahman, and he had also studied Veda, he was uttering Veda, but mentality is demoniac mentality. So he had caused many people to cry, and at last, sinful activities. Culminated in kidnapping wife of Lord Ramchandra, Sita. Therefore, she was killed by the arrow of Ramchandra. All family members finished. Now his wife, just wife, Mandodari, says that you did such activity, as a result, your body is fit to be eaten by vultures, dogs, jackals, and your soul go to hell. Destination. That's the fact. Understand? So one should be very, very careful. The lesson one should take from it. And those who especially has come to the path of bhajan, bhajan pada, they should be very careful not to commit any sinful activity. Therefore, we have these regulatory principles. One will follow strictly, no chance of committing any sinful activity. But we should not commit aparad, especially Vaishnava aparad. You understand? That is like Vajralepa. That is the layer of the thunderbolt. Cannot be washed out. Understand? Otherwise we are all finished. Thank you. Prabhupada Ji Maharaj ki jai, samaveda bhaktavinda ki jai.
Pasandi. It is very, very dangerous.
Yes.
But
if you meet such a person, the Prasanni, who has no faith in Sadhu Shastra Guru, great atheist, and who blasphemes Sadhu Guru Vaishnava, if you meet him and talk to him, you become a blender.
What if we don't know that a person is a Prasanni, but he is? We don't know that a person is a Prasanni.
We don't know.
And we meet him, but we don't know actually.
I mean,
speak with him.
All right, if you don't know, but afterwards you knew. Yeah. Ignorance is no excuse, Baba.
No.
Ignorance is no excuse.
Reaction will be there even if you don't know?
You see, ignorance is no excuse. In material field, ignorance is no excuse. What is spiritual? Spiritual food? Huh? You don't know that this 144 is enforced here. You don't know. Huh? You are a stranger. So, will police say, excuse you? No! Ignorance is not just. And the cup, solo. Arre Baba, I am stranger, I don't know. Arre, no, no, solo Baba. Huh? Isn't it?
Very dangerous then.
What is to understand my language?
So after you find out, you don't take it.
You understand what I say? In material sphere, it ignorance is no excuse. What to speak of spiritual sphere? Huh? You think I don't know that probably excuse? No excuse. You don't know, but later on you knew. Yes, I committed this apparatus. What to do?
Beg his mercy. Go and beg his mercy.
Immediately go take bath in the Ganges and chant. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
We can take the remnants of Vaishnava, that is also good.
Do you understand? That's ignorance, you know. I don't know. What is that? If you meet him and talk to him, then by talking you can understand whether he's a great person.
Oh, yes, then.
So? Great person? Huh? So? This is unfortunate. Bad day.
Very dangerous world.
Dangerous. Yes.
Very dangerous world then, always.
Yes.
Very dangerous.
Material world, very dangerous.
Very dangerous.
Very dangerous. Yes. This is Sadadanyu. He did this thing. Met. Such a pious. He fasted on Kartik Punnima day. Took Ganges bath. But he met a person. Then he talked to him. All finished. Then bath is a dog. He became a dog. Then jackal. Then a wolf. Then a vulture. Then a crow. Then a peacock.
In the Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna asks Lord Krishna that if someone makes some advancement in Krishna consciousness and falls down, does he lose everything? And then the answer is that if one has made some advancement, then maybe in the further in life or in the next life they will go on. Is it only for papa and not for aparad?
For papa.
Yes. For aparad it is finished.
Finished.
Very dangerous.
Very dangerous. I say, papa is like a layer of dust. It can be washed off. But aparad is vajralepa, a layer of thunderbolt. Cannot be washed off. Understand?
Yes, sir.
You must be very, very careful, especially not to commit in Vaishnava aparad. Other aparad, rectify by constantly chanting holy name. Avishranta nam. Loy, aparadh kheva, avishranta. Day and night, 24 hours chanting, then there were you. Aparadh, offenses will be rectified, destroyed. But Vaishnava aparadh, no. Only that Vaishnava will excuse, nobody else. No other means is there, understand me? Yes. Vaishnava means Vaishnava. Vaishnava means Vaishnava. Devotee of Lord Vishnu.
You commit offense to say Abhas Vaishnava. Abhas Vaishnava.
Vaishnava Abhas, what is that? Vaishnava Abhas.
No, something is not Vaishnava. Trying to be following. Then
maybe karma first. Garment is of the Vaishnava, it is not a Vaishnava, it is envious.
What is the reaction?
It is not a Vaishnava.
It is not a Vaishnava. If you offend such a person, what is the reaction?
It is no Vaishnava. It is not a Vaishnava.
Someone who is on his way to become a Vaishnava?
Yes.
Then?
His way to become Vaishnava.
He is on his way then?
Yes. He is accepted guru. He is chanting. He is engaged in service of Guru and Gauranga on the direction of Guru. That is a Vaishnava. Yes.
If he's following the direction.
Yes, following the direction.
And if he commits offense, that is also
yes, right. Yes, yes, yes. Vaishnava.
You're offending his Guru. The Vaishnava is following. We are offending the Vaishnava, he is following.
He becomes offender. Offender, Vaishnava.
Sometimes when we preach, we meet atheists.
And they say some blasphemous things. Do we tolerate at such times?
Atheist.
Yeah.
When you understand the atheist, blaspheming, go away from him. Dvesi upekhyana. As a dvesi offender, just avoid him. Avoid him. Avoid him.
Turn your cheek.
Even my preaching. Avoid him who has no faith. This question of faith. No faith in the words of sadhu, shastra, gurus, Krishna, this is Paswandi, atheist. No faith. Better avoid him.
Most people are like that
today. No, those who developed some faith. So, in order to first thing is to inculcate faith, Shraddha. Never chant loudly Hare Krishna. Rupa did it. He went to a stone country. What did he do? He chanted loudly Hare Krishna.
Thompson Square Park.
And
attracted so many hippies.
Gave some prasad. Thereby hippies became attracted. They inculcated sadha, faith. Then he spoke. Father must first him, didn't speak anything. He only chanted loudly.
And when Srila Prabhupada came to Amsterdam, he said, this place only kirtan and prasad, nothing else, only kirtan and prasad.
Only kirtan and prasad.
In Amsterdam, he said that.
Yes, yes.
He saw the condition of the people that like that.
Condition of people is that. Only kirtan, loud kirtan and prasad, nothing else. If they hear, gradually they will be purified. Then they will develop. They will develop attraction, they will faith, then they will hear. Otherwise, they don't say.